This is a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB digital radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com. So I am joined by Anita Frost, an author and I guess kind of entrepreneur.
Yes, definitely. Definitely an entrepreneur.
Yeah, how are you doing? Welcome to Fun Kids.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a good day.
Well, it's lovely, isn't it? It's nice to have you here because you've made basically a whole programme. Like, normally I interview authors and they've just got one book, but you've got like loads of them and it's all about teaching kids to read.
So we've got 13 books.
Loads.
It's a full children's collection.
Yeah.
I've wrote business books before I wrote the release of Green Bean, so it's all happening.
So tell us a little bit about Green Bean. What is he? What is it?
Yeah, so Green Bean is not a he or a she. It's whatever the kids want it to be. So Green Bean is a fictional character and Green Bean is found in the garden.
Yeah, sure.
Green Bean has an adorable little wooden house where Green Bean is living. And when Green Bean comes out of the house, it's an adventure in itself because he's got lots of little friends. Beckett the Bee, Rosie the Ladybug, Harley the Hedgehog and Mr. Bear is his best friend. And they get up to so many adventures together. It's just awesome.
Because he goes to the pool.
Yeah, Green Bean's got swim days.
Yeah.
Green Bean's busy.
He has a quite an active social life.
Yeah, diary's full.
Green Bean is like everything every day.
He's got most definitely.
Loads of friends, loads of activities. Like, he's living the dream.
Yeah, completely. Healthy eating as well.
So how does it work for kids? Like, how does it help them learn to read, basically?
Yeah, so Green Bean is very basic and simple in regards to the way it's illustrated and put together so that children can grasp everyday movements, but also feel like Green Bean is a friend to help them on that learning journey. And together, it's just connecting kids to read earlier, bring out the self-confidence. It was quite awesome. Actually, yesterday we did a photo shoot. And while we were doing the photo shoot, one of the models who's been with us doing modelling for the Green Bean collection was just in awe. There was no like, oh, we need you to pose. He was just like, oh, pass me the books. I just need to get to Green Bean. So it's lovely to see that the kids are advancing in the early years because of Green Bean and the books and the toys and the whole collection.
And is it stuff that then kids can read on their own or with their parents? Like, how does it?
Yeah, it encourages early reading. So parents, get alongside your kids and just do those hugs. There's something special about having a story time together and hustling in, whether it's, you know, even if it's Nana or Grandma or an uncle or a super friend. Get in there and do that introduction for the story. And the kids just lead the way. They're just dangling Green Bean around and matching Green Bean with the book. It's awesome.
Because we have a lot of listeners who maybe like, you know, 8 to 12, maybe got younger brothers and sisters. How can they kind of engage as well? How can they get involved?
Yeah, you know, when we launched Green Bean, we really thought it'd be like for babies to 5 years. And just by letting the characters in the books go in the marketplace, we have fans at like 7, 8 who are just awesomely playing with Green Bean and the house and the toys and reading the books confidently. So just enjoy.
And which is your favourite book? Is that a difficult question?
Yeah, definitely a difficult question because there's so much more to come in the future. But for now, right now, I do enjoy bedtime because I think there's something special about seeing when Green Bean gets into bed and he's giving Mr. Bear a cuddle and the curtains are pulled and the stars are outside and that's just cute.
And can I ask, why a bean? What made the bean come to your head first?
Yeah, Green Bean is, I think, the whole healthy eating, but like, why not? Why not? Let's just, you know, take over with a bean.
And you're doing events as well, aren't you? You're kind of going and doing storytelling events. And that
Yeah, we have an amazing roadshow that happens every year and we tour all our bookstores that we're in. So we do the big stores to the independent stores and we do a story time so we connect with our fans and our guests and people who've never heard of the Green Bean collection and they're able to come down and experience what is Green Bean, what is the collection and enjoy a story time.
It's just such a nice way of getting kids to start reading early doors and getting parents involved as well. And it's really fun. Like, you've got colours and shapes and alphabet and it's just a really nice way of kids kind of starting to learn, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, 100%, 100%. And watching their imagination, because there's something special about when kids have had an introduction to something, but they have the space to own it themselves. So we've seen kids, you know, dress Green Bean in a full-blown tutu situation, you know.
He would go well in that.
Can see it. So, yeah.
And what are the days out do you have planned? Can I put a punt for a theme park? That might be quite good fun.
Oh, come on. Let's do it.
Yeah?
An Adventureland full... You know, I can see that. Let's do it.
Excellent.
You're going to get the first pass, I think. Come on.
Thank you for commission. Brilliant stuff. Thank you so much. Anita, thank you so much for coming in and chatting to us. That was fab. Everybody can check out Green Beans right now in shops and stores online.
Yep. So you can head to Waterstones and they're our first people that said yes. So we love them. So head over to Waterstones, and pick that up.
And if you want to start reading with your little brothers and sisters, this is the one to go for.
Yeah, 100%. We've got a little YouTube channel as well, so you can actually see the stories on there for parents or carers who haven't got a lot of confidence reading stories. You can have a little steal from our YouTube channel.
That was excellent. Thank you so much.
So that was a podcast from the children's radio station Fun Kids. Listen on DAB Digital Radio across the UK or online at funkidslive.com.